This is VOA News. I'm Jeff Custer. U.S. President Joe Biden welcomed Dutch Prime Minister Mark Rutte to the White House Tuesday for bilateral talks. As the two leaders sat for a photo opportunity in the Oval Office, Biden credited the Netherlands for its support for Ukraine.
You've been very, very stalwart, and look to you as well to make sure we have a coherent European response, all Europe response to Ukraine. And Russia is just continuing to act in ways that are almost unbelievable, the brutality which is there.
Failed Republicans, New Mexico state legislative candidate Solomon Pena, who authorities say was angry over his defeat and made baseless claims about that last November's election was rigged against him, was arrested Monday in connection with a series of drive-by shootings targeting the homes of Democratic lawmakers in New Mexico's largest city, Albuquerque. Albuquerque police described the 39-year-old Pena as the mastermind of what they say appears to be a politically motivated conspiracy leading to shootings at the homes of four New Mexico state officials in December and early January. Speaking to reporters Tuesday, Albuquerque Mayor Tim Keller said the conspiracy represented a threat to democracy.
After the election in November, Solomon Pena reached out and contracted someone for an amount of cash money to commit at least two of these shootings. The addresses of these shootings were communicated over phone. Within hours in one case, the shooting took place.
No one was injured in the shootings, but in one case, three bullets passed through the bedroom of a state senator's 10-year-old daughter. Pena ran unsuccessfully in November against incumbent state representative Miguel Garcia. From Washington, I'm Jeff Custer. This is VOA News.